Welcome to Retire Rich Today with Mark Goodell.
Retiring rich means you have no debt and sufficient assets that will generate income to last a lifetime.
With over 30 years experience as a financial advisor in Utah,
we help you manage your money and your wealth so that you can retire with added comfort.
Using established financial strategies, Mark can help you create a stable income for the rest of your life.
We can run the numbers for you, come up with a game plan, and show you exactly how much you're going to need to retire based upon the type of lifestyle that you want to live during your retirement years.
Now, let's start the path to making your retirement dreams come true.
Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell. I'm Heather Branch, and our number is 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. Online at retirerichtoday.com. That was the dulcet tones, the lovely singing voice of one of our favorite cartoon characters. We got to say happy birthday to Foghorn Leghorn.
Let's bury the hatch. I say, let's bury the hatchet, but not in anyone's head, boy. But hatchet, head. But that's a joke, boy. You missed it. Went right past you. You got to keep, on your toes. But toes, that is. But the fast ones get right by you. Keep your ears open. But yappity, yappity, yap. I can't get a word in edgeways. Talk, talk, talk. But no wonder you're not sharp. You got to always, listen.
We're actually celebrating the 73rd anniversary of Foghorn Leghorn's very first appearance, voiced by the legendary Mel Blanc, who was not just Foghorn. Do y'all know the amount of voices this man did? Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Pepe Le Pew, Tasmanian Devil. He voiced all of the major male Warner Brothers cartoon characters except for the classic Elmer Fudd. Who wants to jump?
What a talented man.
Who wants to jump on the grenade?
That was the voice of my childhood.
Well, who wants to jump on the grenade and do their Elmo Fudd impression?
It's wabbit season.
Oh, that was great.
That's pretty good. It's wabbit season.
Celebrating that 73rd anniversary and, of course, the legends that are all of the Warner Brothers cartoon characters. Did you watch cartoons growing up as a kid? We all did, right?
Absolutely.
I certainly did.
Yeah, I still watch them. What do you mean as a kid?
A kid at heart.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We all feel as young as we want to. I guess it's all, it is all a mindset, right?
Age is just a number.
But when it comes to planning the future, I feel like a lot of times people underestimate what's necessary for it and they put it off. And spelling out their wishes and what they want to do and what they want to see happen in the years to come. We actually asked one of our 60-year-old listeners if she and her husband had taken the time to draw up a will or an estate plan. And here's what she had to say.
We had this conversation the other day. We're like, we have to do this now. Because we're always like, we're young, we have time. All right, yeah, we'll do it next month. And then we don't do it. When you're younger, you think nothing is ever going to happen to you. You'll do it in the future. You'll do it in 4 years. You'll do it in 5 years. And you don't do it.
As I was saying, we're all kids at heart. You always feel younger than you are. Do you find that people often avoid the whole idea of will writing and planning for those phases of life? Are they just afraid of it?
It happens so often. But I don't think people are afraid of it so much as they just don't want to think about it. Maybe they're just avoiding the problem. But having a will and having your trust set up is actually really, really important. I feel myself getting gray hairs every time people come in and tell us that they don't have this set up or they don't even care about setting it up. Because there's just so many problems that can happen when you don't have your estate set up. Just think of it to yourself. How many times have you ever heard of siblings fighting each other over an inheritance?
Mm-hmm.
Or fighting each other in general?
Mm-hmm.
So that particularly hits home with me because I try to always be the favorite child, but I know, things will get cut off from me.
It's a very convenient time for you to throw that into the conversation, being as that you're the only child
in the
room.
Child. I don't know what he thinks he's the favorite child. I've got a story to share in reference to this. So it was an older couple living in our neighborhood when I was growing up, and his name was Bob, and his wife passed away, his wife Betty. So he got lonely and decided to marry a new lady. Her name was Jane. And they were probably in their 70s, 80s. And then he suddenly passed away about a year later.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, Bob put everything into his new wife's name.
Mm.
The joint tenant on the house, on all the property, on all the bank, everything else. Well, the original couple that lived in the house, who are both deceased now, had two children. Those two children got zero. They got nothing. They didn't get the house. They didn't get any inheritance at all because they didn't plan properly. And the new wife and her children got everything. It's not fair, but it is legal. So it's critical that you plan your estate properly so that your will, your desires are followed through when you pass away.
But as long as people have listed, as long as I write down and say, this is the beneficiary, this is for my retirement account, this is my life insurance, this is who I should go to. I mean, when we have those things written down, is a formal estate plan even necessary?
It often is. It is important to have all those beneficiaries correct because beneficiary law will supersede whatever your trust or will says. Because if your beneficiary says the money on your life insurance, the money goes to John or Johnny, your little boy, who's now an older man now, and you've got three other children, guess who gets that money? John.
Oh.
The named beneficiary is legally entitled to that money. Really? Sure, you can share with the others, but he doesn't have to. So it's important to have your beneficiaries up to date. It's also important to have your transfer on death and payable on death account set up properly in your brokerage and bank account so those beneficiaries are correct, and joint tenants with rights of survivorship and your trust. All these things are important. You can have a lot of information in your trust and your will and saying who gets which asset, but if your beneficiary isn't consistent with those other documents, the beneficiary law will supersede whatever your trust or will states.
I think the biggest lesson that I constantly take away from talking to you every week is just how much there is to think about, how much there is to think through, how much there is to plan for, and how intimidating it can be to try to do it on your own. And Mark and Clint Cadell, they don't want you to do it on your own. They are here to help you with all of these questions.
Let me mention one other thing real quick. We work with a number of attorneys, and since we've been in this business so long, a couple of the attorneys we work with, when we refer our clients to them, have agreed to give our clients a discount off of their normal fees so that we can save them some money setting up their trusts and wills. And the main reason that we really, really like trusts over a will is because of privacy, because a will is all public information. If it goes through probate, what you own and who it goes to all becomes a public record. On a trust, it's very private. What you own is private, it's quick, it's easy, and it goes right to your beneficiaries.
And this is why you want to call Clint and Mark. They can help you figure out all of these minute details that can become overwhelming. 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. Speaking of public and private, a very public face that we see in the way of finance. Are you a saver or a spender? Because Yahoo Finance put that question to Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, and here's what she had to say.
Now, I've heard that you are a great spender, but not the best saver.
Oh, I love to spend. Saving? You're talking to the wrong gal. I've never saved in my life. I just happen to have a lot of money now by accident, all right? So I think saving is grossly overrated.
What is she even talking about? Did anybody else fall out of their chair when they heard the words coming out of that woman's mouth? I was
That's
like...
Great.
What? This is not...
Saving is grossly overrated.
What?
Why save and plan for your future?
That was not the response I was expecting to hear from, especially somebody who's a self-made millionaire. So how can you help clients enjoy their money while not overspending in retirement? Because apparently Barbara's not our girl when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Often in couples have differing opinions on this. Sometimes it's the husband, sometimes it's the wife.
I was going to say, Clint, don't pin this on women because I know plenty of men that like to spend.
Oh, no, I'm the spender in my relationship.
Okay, all right, okay. Your wife's online too right now.
She's calling, reminding me. Mm-hmm. But one client that we met with recently, he said, she likes to sleep well and I like to eat well. And that just stuck with me because, when certain people like to save their money and others like to eat well and spend their money. So you just have to have the right balance because we do want, you only live once and we want to make sure that we have an enjoyable life. So you need that planned in order how much money that you actually can spend because not all of us are millionaires and we just wake up with more money every morning.
I encourage my clients to actually spend some of their money, especially during their retirement years, to enjoy it with their children and grandchildren because you can't take it with you. You never see a U-Haul following a hearse. Never seen that?
No,
in a funeral
I don't.
Procession?
I can't say so, I have.
Yeah, you can't take it with you. So you spend it, enjoy some of it with your family and friends, within reason, of course. But you want to create lasting family memories. I've got a lot of clients that have taken their entire family, children, grandchildren, on cruises. and they're creating these wonderful memories. They know that they're not going to be able to spend all their money before they pass away, so they want to enjoy it during their lifetime, because once they pass away, sure, the children and grandchildren will inherit the wealth that they've created, but they want to create those memories during their lifetime and enjoy it together with them.
Isn't that one of the best legacies a person can leave? I mean, the things that I think about with my grandparents is those memories of the time together, the traveling, doing those special moments. People maybe have the responsibility, they want to leave behind some sort of legacy, but really it's the memories that count. They're the most important.
Yeah, those memories, lifetime memories, fun, happy memories is what we want to create with our family. And it's also important to do this. I encourage my clients to do it when they're younger. Some advisors tell people, oh, wait till you're 70 and 80 and then start spending. No, enjoy it now. You've got to enjoy the journey, because you never know when one spouse will have some sort of health issue. They won't be able to travel, golf, fish, you know, serve missions, whatever they like to do. You need to get out there and enjoy your life now. It's your money. Use it. Mm-hmm. As one of those commercials say, bless the lives of those around you.
And it's important for you to use it in a way that works best for you. Mark and Clint Cadell want to help you figure all of that out. And if you want to call them to find out how they can do that, 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. For the first 10 callers today, Mark wants to send you a copy of his book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, which will teach you what you need to do now and as you move forward so that you can really enjoy those retirement years and make those memories. And they're also going to personally meet with you to develop a custom financial plan specific to your goals, because it's not a cookie cutter approach. One size doesn't fit all. It's a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, and allow you to retire with an income that lasts your lifetime so that you don't run out of money, and even help you pass on a legacy if that's possible for you to your heirs. So 801-839-4939, 801-839-4939 to get a copy of that book and set up your appointment. Coming up in just a minute, why your investment strategy should differ from everybody else's. We'll be back with more Retire Rich Today on KSL News Radio.
You've spent decades working hard for your money, and now that you're finally approaching retirement age, it's time to put that money to work for you. See, building a nice nest egg was just the first part of the process. Now you have to figure out how to use that money to actually fund your retirement. And since your retirement could easily last 30 years or longer, that's no easy feat. That's where the team at Cadell Investments can help. Mark Cadell can show you some strategies for using your assets to generate income during your retirement. We're talking about a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do. We're talking lifetime income. So don't put it off any longer. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939. Or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
How much monthly income will you need to enjoy a comfortable retirement? If you're not sure, maybe it's time to find out. Join host Mark Cadell for Retire Rich Today, Saturday evenings at 6, right here on KSL News Radio.
Now that you're finally starting to think more seriously about retirement, it's also time to think more seriously about getting your financial house in order. Many people believe the key to a happy retirement is to get out of debt before you retire, and then to live within your means after you retire. The folks at Cadell Investments can help you do both. Whether you're trying to pay off your mortgage or maybe dealing with some student loan debt, their certified financial planners can help you set up a game plan for retiring debt-free. Then they'll help you design a plan to guarantee lifetime income for the duration of your retirement. Mark has been helping people work toward their financial goals for more than 2 decades, and he can help you do the same. Call 801-839-4939 today for a complimentary portfolio review. That's 801-839-4939, or visit Mark and his team online at retirerichtoday.com.
Well, Welcome back to Retire Rich Today. We're here with Mark Cadell and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments. I'm Heather Branch, and our number is 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. If you have any questions about whatever we talk about today, Mark and Clint want to answer those questions, so you can give us a call. Also find us online at retirerichtoday.com. And before we continue on with what we've been talking about, Mark, I wanted to ask you to talk to us a little bit further about why we call the show Retire Rich Today and how you define that.
Well, the reason we call it Retire Rich Today is because we want everyone to retire wealthy. We don't want them to retire poor and just struggle to get by. We want them to have more than enough assets that will generate income guaranteed to last their lifetime, and also that they will get completely out of debt before they retire. That's my definition of what it means to retire rich, having no debt and sufficient assets that will provide income to last a lifetime. It's also about being rich in spirit, rich in health, rich in family, friends, rich in so many aspects of an individual's life, so that they can get out and enjoy life and bless the lives of others.
And you believe in it so much. You've really just worked so hard to dedicate your life's work to helping people achieve these goals. Actually, we have been talking about this book that you wrote, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. Tell me about that book and what you hoped people to get out of it when they're reading it and what they can expect to learn from it.
Yeah, I've been in this business, the financial industry, since 1981. So a very long time. I've owned my own business since 1993. So I've been doing this for quite a few years. There's a commercial on TV that talks about give experience a try. There's something to be said from lifetime of experience. And so I want to give back. I want to share what I've learned over these last 30 plus years to other individuals and help them so that they can be financially successful. I've seen the good and the bad in this industry. I've seen how people are very successful financially. I've also seen people struggle. So that's why I wrote this book, to give someone a guide, if you will, to help them through 10 essential steps for their successful retirement. And there's a number of different steps in here. You have to have a rainy day fund, you have to invest wisely, avoid debt. Some of these things are pretty basic, but others are more complicated in nature, and not enough time to go over that on the radio, but that's why I want to send this information out to people and help as many people as possible to benefit and grow financially and be able to retire wealthy so that they can really enjoy life and bless a number of individuals' lives.
It's a great resource. If you have not picked up a copy yet, Mark actually wants to give you a copy for free. 801-839-4939. If you are looking toward or maybe in the early years of your retirement, this is a great guide to help you figure it out, to make sure that you are living in these final golden years the way that you want to be. 801-839-4939. The first 10 callers right now, we're going to set you up with a copy of Mark's book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. And also, you can set up a complimentary review with Clint and Mark to go over your retirement assets and make sure that they are working better for you to help you get to that place that you want to be in all the different aspects of retirement. Because there are so many different ways to get to that place of good living and happiness. I mean, the strategies that are involved. It's like a football game. We're getting on that time of year, so we might as well just go there, you guys. Offense wins games, but defense wins championships, as they say. Actually, best-selling financial author. Another financial author, we're going to put him in your realm, Mark. Patrick Kelly says the same can be true for your retirement strategy.
Having a portfolio that never takes a loss is like a football team that never allows the offense to score. Let me ask you this. How many games would a team win if the defense never, not one time, ever allowed the other team to score? The worst they could do is tie. If you can do that for your financial portfolio, you'll find yourself winning championships year in and year out and having a fantastic retirement.
Okay, he's got a good point. How can we take this line of thinking and apply a defensive way of planning to our nest egg?
Warren Buffett says something very similar as well. Rules to successful investing. Rule number one, never lose your money. Rule number two, repeat rule number one. It's very true. As long as you can play defense and not lose your money, you don't want to lose that principle, especially that retirement nest egg later in life. You can't afford to lose that as you get closer to that retirement goal date. Speaking of goals, how about that BYU-Utah game, right? Or what's your name?
Told you I wasn't the favorite.
How about that BYU-Utah game, Clint?
Yeah. So that's just something to note that Kyle Whittingham, the coach of the Utes right now, he served as the defensive coach for 10 seasons, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I think his record speaks for itself against BYU for the past 10 years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I feel like there's
this
some
whole season.
I feel like there's some inner family conflict of team versus team here.
Yeah, there was just a game the other day, and so the score always speaks for itself as to which team is the best. But one team in particular has been getting beaten more often than the other, so we'll see.
Okay. The season will tell, the scoreboards will show. But in the meantime, we're focusing on your scoreboard, making sure that you're staying online in your retirement strategy. Actually, Investopedia says we need to choose one, an investment strategy that matches our individual situation. This is a good way to go in the way of game plan that we were talking about. Because I thought everybody's strategy was pretty much the same. We want to earn as much money as possible. So how does my investment strategy differ from somebody else's?
It's basically the same principle for everyone as you're saving up for retirement. So yeah, save your money, don't spend it all, and then just be able to use what you've made throughout the years. But in actuality, it is very different because the phrase that I love is you only retire once. But how much more helpful is it when you've got somebody with you that's technically retired thousands of times? Like Mark said earlier with the Sherpa analogy, we at Cadell Investments have retired thousands of times, and we've helped people get through all kinds of imaginable problems, having insurance problems with your home, having health problems, not knowing where your money's going to come from, not being able to take those market downturns. We meet with you specifically for those reasons to find out how we can help you. And so that way, you know, going forward, that you have a plan set up that can help you step by step reach your financial goals.
And it's important to have a unique plan for your situation. If you think of it this way, if you have a toothache, you don't go see your local baker, correct?
Right.
You see your dentist because the baker probably caused the problem, right? I don't want nothing about against bakers.
Donuts probably are cause, yeah.
But if you eat too many sweets, you might have a tooth problem. And if your lawn needs mowing, you don't use a plow. You use the mower. You have to use the right investment tool for your investments as well. If you want guaranteed income to last a lifetime, you use an annuity. If you want maximum growth potential, you don't use an annuity. You use stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and better yet, a low-cost ETF, exchange-traded fund. You have to use the correct tool for the job, for the desired outcome, so that you can reach your financial goals and objectives.
I think importantly, what you were just saying there as well, when you were talking about the dentist and the baker and the lawnmower, there is something to be said for having a team of folks around you to help you do the things in life that maybe not necessarily you don't know how to do them or you don't want to do them. I mean, I think we all need a support staff, if you will.
If you want good financial advice, you use a certified financial planner. You don't just go talk to your neighbor.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to be taking that advice because I'm sure that you've seen it. Folks coming through the door, maybe they took somebody else's advice. Maybe they took the internet's advice and now they're in a bad situation and you have to help them correct all that.
Yeah, we do see that from time to time. People taking bad advice, and it's even worse if they're taking advice from scam artists. Unfortunately, they are out there too. And they're more than willing to take your money and go to Tahiti. So you got to be very careful with your retirement money.
Do you have any advice on the way of those scams? I mean, the scam is probably one of the biggest things people are afraid of in this day and age. It happens. I mean, we're seeing it on the news every single day. This scam and that scam, they ran away with this amount of money from innocent people. What do you say to folks to help protect themselves from this kind of situation?
The old advice of if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is,
right,
is your first line of defense. If it doesn't sound reasonable, if someone's promising you they're going to get you 17% a year the first year and then 7% growth going forward forever and ever, it might not actually work out that way. So you've got to be careful. If they're promising these huge high returns on a guaranteed basis, you've got to be very cautious of what they're offering.
I think also, and it's good to know you, Clint and Mark, you guys are right there in Utah. If people have questions about the direction they're heading, they can call you up and they can say, hey, I'm doing this thing. Maybe it's not legit. Maybe their ears are perked to the radio station right now going, that's interesting. I feel like I'm in a too good to be true situation. That's something you can help them address.
Yes, we see a lot of things that are too good to be true and that
right.
Different scams that come across the internet. The internet is full of different scams. And of course, all these robocalls and information that people are receiving.
I know, so much.
Please help my son. He's been trapped in so-and-so, wherever they are now.
But people fall victim to
it. They want you to send money. Wire money. Yeah. Never, ever wire money to someone. If you wire money, it is gone. There's no getting it back when you wire money. So don't do that. Don't be sending money to people you don't know.
What you want to be doing is chatting to Mark and Clint Cadell of Cadell Investments, because they're here to help you come up with a plan that's going to make sure that you have all the things that you need in your golden years as you approach them. Actually, Mark wrote a whole book about it, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement, and he wants to give that book to the first 10 callers today, 801-839-4935. Mark's going to send you that book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. Mark and Clint also want to personally meet with you and help you develop one of these custom financial plans that's specific to your goals, because it's not a cookie cutter approach. One size does not fit all. We talk about that all the time on this show. It's a detailed financial plan to help you get out of debt, grow your wealth, reduce taxes, maximize your income, and also allow you to retire with an income that lasts your entire lifetime so you don't run out of money, can even help you pass on lasting legacy to your heirs. 801-839-4939 to get a copy of that book. You can also find us online at retirerichtoday.com. But as usual, time flies. That's the end of our show for this week, guys.
That's all, folks.
Of course, we'll be back next week with more information so useful from Clint and Mark Cadell back on KSL News Radio next Saturday evening at 6 o'clock for more Retire Rich Today. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
That's right.
Long weekend.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and/or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.